You're now listening to another episode of the 10 Man Podcast. And it's that time of year where it's the holidays and we're just all, you know, cold and at home, probably watching anime if you're listening to this podcast, right? So today I'm going to be discussing two different animes. The first anime, it's on Netflix, Komi Can't Communicate. And then the second anime I'll be talking about is The World's Finest Assassin Gets Reincarnated in Another World as an Aristocrat. So it's going to be my first impressions. I've watched like a majority of these animes already, so I'm going to give you guys like, you know, good scores on them. Give like character reviews, not try to reveal too much of the, you know, plot. I'm going to try and stay away from spoilers, but also I'm going to try and give you guys a reason why, you know, you should watch these shows, because I enjoyed both of these shows heavily. But first off on the menu, like I said, it's going to be Komi Can't Communicate. But before I get into the animes, I want to thank you guys for joining me again. One of the last animes podcasts of the year. Maybe I'll do a Genshin pod before the year ends. But otherwise, you know, sorry for not releasing an episode, you know, any time sooner than last month. But, you know, it's the holidays. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you guys celebrating. You know, happy, Hanukkah to those who celebrated previously. I know Hanukkah passed earlier, I guess, this month. So, and then obviously, I mean, if there's other holidays I'm missing, I'm sorry. But we got, like, Kwanzaa, so, happy holidays to everyone, basically, right? Anyway, now that that's out of the way, let's get started. Komi Can't Communicate, all right? This is a really cute anime. I really enjoyed all of it so far. I think like 9 or 10 episodes are out. I think 9's out as of the time of this recording. But Komi-san wa Kamyosha. Wait, Komi Yusho? Komyosho des? Komi has a communication disorder. That's what it translates to as a Japanese title. Let me try that again. Komi-san wa Komyosho des. Okay. I can't read this stuff. All right. I'm so sorry. Anyways. The original light novel was written and illustrated by Tomohito Oda. I don't know if he's related to Oda-kun or Oda-san from One Piece, but that'd be cool. The genre for this anime is a coming of age, slice of life, a romantic comedy, focusing on like high school kids and, you know, their everyday life. But anyways, the anime studio, OLM, TV Tokyo Network. But like I said, in America, we're watching it on Netflix. All right, so for the plot synopsis right here. On the first day of school, Komi is insanely popular due to her stoic beauty and refined elegance that everyone seems to have consensus with. Hitohito Tadano, an average classmate who sits next to Komi, discovers that Komi has social anxiety and has trouble communicating, as the title would, you know, allude to. But Tadano becomes Komi's first friend and wants to help Komi accomplish her goal of obtaining 100 friends in high school. So, that's the basic plot synopsis. So the main character is obviously going to be Komi. Her full name, Shoko Komi. Her Japanese voice actress is Aoi Koga. And that voice actress, her notable roles are Kamiya Shinomiya from Kaguya-sama Love is War, and she's also the voice of Paimon from Genshin Impact. So, it's interesting because Komi really doesn't talk, but I mean, she says like a word or sounds here and there. So that's cool. But I mean, like, as far as Komi, she has like really cute moments in the show. It's like dual type style of anime or animation where they have like, you know, the normal characterizations, you know, the animation that you would come to expect from animes, right? Like Sword Art, I guess, you know. But then they also like break down where they have like more chibi forms, and they show more like a cute, innocent side of like Komi in this particular scenario, where like basically she gets a lot of like, you know, we get to see her stoic, elegant beauty form, but then we also see like a side of her where she gets all bug-eyed and like just innocent, and you know, she's just really cute because of that. And there's a lot of moments in the show where, I mean, Komi's adorableness in her chibi form like kind of takes over, and I really enjoy the show because of Komi. Her like facial expressions, because, you know, like I said, as far as the synopsis, Komi's like super popular, and like she's stoic and she doesn't say a word. She's able to like get through life without speaking words, and people just think that's just her way, and she's able to do everything and command a whole room, command, you know, or just be able to, you know, accomplish anything just with her elegance alone. And I mean, just the dichotomy between that stoic beauty versus her like cute, innocent, like she doesn't know anything type thing, personality rather, right? Just that dichotomy of having those two personalities like in one body is cool, because like, you know, in many animes you get to just like, besides like, you know, fully fleshed out characters, you just see like, you know, one aspect of a character, and it's kind of, this anime is like showing like different, you know, how different perspectives will fully paint a picture of, you know, someone, but you won't get the full story of someone from just one perspective alone. So, and that's what I enjoy about Komi, and Komi can't communicate. The second star of this show, Hitohito Tadano, he's the male protagonist. So, basically, before I get into his like characterizations and stuff, his Japanese voice actor is Gakuto Gajiwara-san. Notable roles as Asta from Black Clover, and I love that show. And he was also the MC, Shinra Kusakabe from Fire Force. That's Gakuto Gajiwara, the Japanese voice actor. So I really enjoy, you know, I'm a shonen trash, right? So like I can deal with the yelling of Asta, and like the charms of this dude's voice is really good. There's really nothing else to say about the voice actor. I mean, like, obviously in Black Clover, he's a yeller, right? And I only watched like 12 episodes of Fire Force, so I'm not really fully familiar with Shinra, right? Except for the fact that he gets like nervous and smiles and stuff. But anyway, Hitohito Tadano, he's like, you know, a chill dude. I really like his character because like he's like a high school kid who's like been beaten early on, right? Like he was like in middle school, all right? This dude like thought he was like the shit. He was the coolest dude around. Like he would do edgelord like cringe stuff, but like try to dress cool, try to be in the know, try to be the man. But then he gets beaten up in terms of like his heart broken and girls think he's lame. So he just decided to just, you know, not make waves, and that's his whole goal in his whole high school life, is just, you know, just not stand out and just be an ordinary dude that's, you know, not gonna get any negative attention towards him anymore, you know, because he already made a fool of himself in middle school. And, you know, he does his best. Like, he's obviously, you know, an admirer of Komi because she's so beautiful. He's attracted to her because she's so beautiful. And, you know, he's also a good guy where he, like, he realizes that she does have, you know, an issue that, like, he didn't think that she would have, right? Because she's so popular. But, you know, he takes it upon himself to help her because, you know, it seems like everyone's misconstruing exactly how she is. And no one wants to, like, everyone wants to be her friend, but no one's really, like, trying to be a homie, a friend. Everyone's just, like, they want to worship her kind of thing, right? So, Hitohito, Tadano, he's the first guy to acknowledge her and, like, and realize that, hey, there's a problem with her. And, you know, I can help you and be a friend. And, you know, they settle upon the goal of obtaining 100 friends. And that's Tadano's whole little workshop thing that he's going on about. And, you know, those are the two stars of the show. A really good supporting character for me in this show is Najimi Osana. He's the, he's like the friend of, childhood friend of Tadano, but he's also like the most popular dude in school. He's a cross dresser, so like he wears dresses, the schoolgirl uniforms whenever he wants. But he's definitely a dude. Tadano always makes sure that's a thing that's made clear, because, you know, Najimi is just like a, you know, cross-dressing guy, but he's still a fun guy. His Japanese voice actor, Rie Murakawa, notable roles for Rie Murakawa is Ram from ReZero, and then Tiona Hyrut from Danmachi. Both characters are really awesome in both respective shows. I love both shows. So I really appreciate, you know, Rie Murakawa as a voice actress. And that being said, Najimi Osana was a definite great character to support Tadano and Komi. Because, you know, Tadano and Komi, based on the whole communication problem and based on Tadano being, like, shy and whatnot, and, like, Najimi is, like, the catalyst to, like, start a lot of events for the show. And he's just, like, the homie that, like, you know, gets the ball rolling for everyone. He knows everyone. He's friends with everyone. So he's able to group circles and group people together that, like, normally wouldn't be together. So I really appreciate that that guy as a character. I mean, this show is, like I said, it's a slice of life, so there's not really, like, you know, too much dilemmas besides, like, you know, antics and like dealing with, you know, like weird people who are like stalkers, or like, you know, people who want to be Komi's friends, who eventually become Komi's friends, but then, you know, they're weirdos. But, like, you know, at the end of the day, the building of the relationships in this world is really cool. And I appreciate how they introduce characters. Although I might not like every character that comes up, the main cast of these three is really cool. I really like the dynamics. I'm gonna try and, you know, obviously finish the season. I think, like I said, 9 episodes are out right now, but it's a highly recommended watch for me. I give Komi Can't Communicate a 9 out of 10, and that's the 10 man rating right there. Based on, you know, the animation's beautiful, the characters are funny, this is a great funny show. There's cute moments. It's not like my typical type of anime per se, where, you know, I like the rom-com ecchi fantasy type stuff, but, you know, slice of life, it's cool. Like Nisekoi, or, you know, Bakuan, or, like, yeah, just, I'm down with slice of life stuff too. Like, and this is one of the great, ones that came out this year. So I definitely recommend you guys watching. But yeah, that's Komi Can't Communicate, 9 out of 10. Next anime I would like to discuss today is going to be The World's Finest Assassin. Okay? And this one is, you know, definitely interesting anime. Let me give you guys the full title of this anime again. The World's Finest Assassin gets reincarnated in another world as an aristocrat. Or Sekai Saiko no Anatsusha. Anatsusha? Yeah. Isekai Kizoku ni Tensei Suru. Okay. It's a light novel slash manga written by Rui Tsukio. The plot synopsis is, at the start of the anime, the MC is an old man who lived his life as the world's greatest assassin. The MC decides to retire, okay? So, you know, he goes through the first episode, does his final assassination with, like an assistant assassination assassin or something like that. And, like, you know, he's trying to teach her the ropes and blah, blah, blah. All right, so, like, it's his final mission. He gets on a plane after it's done, and, you know, that whole part of seeing the last kill is basically showing, like, you know, how stern and how, like, strong in his roots he is, where, like, the only life the MC knew was growing up in that foundation of assassins and just being used as a tool, okay? The MC decides to retire after a long life of, you know, being a tool and being used to kill whoever, you know, the organization of assassins wanted him to kill. So he gets on a plane to head home. The plane was sabotaged by the same people the same organization that had him as an assassin. And, he was the perfect assassin with only commitment to his work and relentlessness. And he was relentless. And relentless apathy towards emotional distractions. I'm sorry, guys. Upon his death, he is awakened by a goddess who wants to reincarnate him into a fantasy world of swords and magic. He is given many options of skills and talents he can utilize in his next life, albeit very limited in terms of how many he can have. There's thousands that he can choose. His mission is to prevent the destruction of the world from the hero who defeats the demon lord. The MC accepts the request and is reborn as Lu Tuauta De, choosing to live life to the fullest and not being used as a tool again, right? And so it's an isekai anime with some guy who was badass as an assassin, goes into a fantasy world, reborn as from a baby, retaining all of his knowledge from his life, and then from his previous life, and then putting forth the efforts to, you know, accomplish that mission that he was given by the goddess. Okay? Okay. So, in this anime, it's really fun so far. I mean, it's like, it's an isekai, and they do some, there's no really world building right now, I think, because it's just kind of like you're just told placements of areas, but they have a lot of character building here, and it's cool. Typical, I think, like harem building and these types of isekai fantasy like rom-coms. The main characters, let me just go ahead and discuss these guys before we get into any more, are Lu Tuauta De, the Japanese voice actor, Kenji Akabane. Notable roles is Keigo Ishida from My Girlfriend is a Gal. He's an MC from that, and I actually watched all that. It was a really good anime. And he was also Yoruga from Boruto. He was Koji Kabuta from... This was his first show as Koji Kabuta from Shin Mazinger Shogeki Z Hen. And Tetsuo from SAO. All right. This guy is really cool, though. Don't really... like, his voice acting is pretty decent. I like the sternness, the Shota type sounding voice on Lou, especially as, you know, as the MC and as a young boy and stuff. So it makes sense to have, like, you know, a softer, cooler, you know, crisper sounding voice like that. But as a character, Lou is like the perfect, you know, he's a prototypical, like, because he knows a lot of stuff from his previous life. This fantasy world is like one of magic and swords. So there's like, there's still a lot of inventions like they haven't like accomplished yet, in terms of like, there was no great big like industrial boom yet. So, you know, there's still like brick walls and villages, not really big cities, like metropolis type things in our modern day society. So he's able to take advantage of his knowledge of, like, you know, perfumes and like cooking, and as an assassin, you know, he's able to cultivate different things, in terms of like, because he has to be able to disguise himself in different roles to kill different people, he's taken up different skills like cooking and, like, you know, just different random acts, like being a musician, playing the piano. Like, he's able to do like many different skills that can let him blend in. And I mean, that's just like trying to flesh him out a little bit more. I really like Lou as a character. He's really strong. It's like he can't do anything wrong. Like, it's kind of like, I would say he's really OP. I mean, this is like along the lines of, you know, Don Machi, in terms of like it's a guy you can root for, you know? So, I really like characters like that, where they just kind of make them like someone you want to aspire to be, in terms of like mindset and, you know, trying to be a good person, trying to accomplish your goals. And I appreciate Lou Toatade as a character. All right. So, the next, character I want to bring up is Dia Viacone. Japanese voice actor is Rihanna Ueda. Notable roles for this voice actress is Hane Sakura from Bakuan, the motorcycle anime, Kanao Suyuri from Demon Slayer, and Ruri from Dr. Stone. So, a prodigy, a child prodigy at the age of 10 when Lou first meets her, and Lou's like 8 or something like that. So they get along. Eventually, this is like, you know, like a thing where they grow up together and, you know, they fall for each other type thing. But I won't get into all that stuff. But these are like some two cool, Dia's a really big character in Lou's development, because, you know, in this world of, you know, magic, it's really important for Lou to be able to craft magic, and both of them working together, they're able to push the limits of, you know, the current magic state in that world. And basically they're like the strongest in terms of magic around, so it's really cool. Let's go ahead and talk about two more characters. Tarte, the Japanese voice actress, is Yuki Takada. Notable roles, Rei Onodera from Kaguya-sama, Love is War, and Babylon from Infinite Dendrogram. Alright, Tarte, she's a cute girl who is, you know, yellow, blonde. She's wearing yellow, like a yellow maid's outfit. She has blonde, like, pigtails. Lou finds her in, like, in a forest, abandoned. People, you know, don't care about her, and there's no use for her. So, like, she wasn't grew up in an orphanage, and like people just don't care about her. Lou saw the value of her magic, and, like, you know, made her useful, teaching her things, you know, saying that he needs her, bringing value to his life. And, you know, that gave Tarte as, like, you know, incentive and love and passion for Lou, for taking her in, teaching her things, and, you know, giving her a purpose in life, and, you know, and not treating her bad. So, and, you know, she's a little cutie. Tartha is Lou's first, like, assistant in his, like, aristocrat family. He's, like, Lou's, like, born into a family of assassins, as well, before I get into more characters. Like, so, his dad is, like, the main assassin dude, and, like, he basically trains and kills, he trains Lou, and he, kills for the whole kingdom, but their family for generations has been, like, you know, the gatekeepers of that whole, you know, area, in terms of, like, if there's actual corruption, they go out and just take out, you know, the seeds of, you know, deceit. So, that being said, though, we get to see a lot of weird, like, interactions with in this show, because it's really quirky. You know, based on, like, you know, studying and whatnot for assassins, Lou's father is like a dude who, like, makes Lou strip down and, like, checks out his body, analyzes his muscle growth, his bone growth, and making sure, like, his physique is proper for, you know, like, agility for combat, you know. And his mother has, like, a weird complex where she wants her son back inside of her or something. It's weird. But there's one more character I want to bring up. Maha, the Japanese voice actress, is Shino Shimoji. Notable roles: USS Georgia from Azure Lane, the video game, Myrtle from Ark Knights, and Pyra and Mithra from Xenoblade Chronicles 2. All right. I'm not really too familiar with the voice acting. So, but basically, she did a really good job, though. Maha's a cool character. She got saved by Lou once again. Her crew of people, like, you know, trying to make a life for themselves, you know, giving tour guides in, like, a broke city. But then being taken advantage of from, like, you know, like, drug dealers in the town. She has magic, and so she's able to help her friends. But, you know, along comes Lou to save her and her friends from, like, you know, that whole situation. She falls for him, this and that. She's part of the crew now. Now Lou has three girls that absolutely love him, besides his mom, is now would make four. This anime is cool, though. The goddess of this world that reincarnated the MC as Lou throughout the day, she's pretty cool in terms of, like, I get, like, a lot of Aqua vibes from Konosuba, in terms of, like, she has a mission to, like, reincarnate a bunch of people. So she, like, a fun fact is, like, she reincarnates, like, a photographer, because he's, like, the best photographer in the world, but he dies, and so she wants him to save the world to, like, you know, with his photography skills somehow, I don't know, from the hero, you know, causing it destruction or whatnot. So, like, she reincarnates him into the world and checks up on him, like, 20 years later, and this dude's, like, trash, right? He's not able to do anything. And it's the same for, like, a rapper guy who's the best, like, rapper musician, or, like, just any other, like, some, like, the quirk of, like, someone being the best at something, being reincarnated to do something that's not, like, best suited for, right? Like, so if you're a rapper, you should just be going into the world being a rapper. No, you're a rapper trying to use your rap skills to, you know, kill people, or defeat and save the world from, like, you know, monsters or whatnot, right? But yeah, so that's, like, the dilemma, like, fired from this goddess has to deal with. Apparently, there's a whole bunch of people being revived. But Lou seems like the most promising guy because, I mean, who better to save the world from, like destruction than, like, someone who's...
operator, you're just a fixer with a whole lot of flavor.